Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting second. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Altman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Doug Clemens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Fall. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Fall. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Johnny Lewis. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Canizaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Parsons. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Parsons. And now, play ball. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Landrum hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Santo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Altman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cowan for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 0-1. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hiller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Clemens hits a fly ball into left field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kessinger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Swoboda hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Mets. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fall fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Canizaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Fall is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Fall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Glenn Beckert batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Beckert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Landrum is 0-for-1 in the game. Landrum hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan misplays the ball. That's an error on McMillan. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Parsons is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Parsons hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Clemens throws the ball into Beckert who tags Parsons, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. 1 out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cowan is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowan is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Canizaro fires to first and picks off Santo. 1 out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Clemens is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bailey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Clemens moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Hiller is 0-for-1 in the game. Hiller takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cranepool is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Hiller moves to second. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Swoboda batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Swoboda is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Swoboda takes first base on ball 4. Hiller moves to third. Cranepool moves to second. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Vic Rosnovsky now catching. Jim Hickman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Hiller scores. Cranepool moves to third. Swoboda moves to second. It's 3-0, Mets. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Canizaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Canizaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Harvey Keene pinch hits for Bob Humphreys. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Landrum is 0-for-2 in the game. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cal Kunz now pitching. Tom Parsons is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Parsons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parsons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cowan is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. The ball gets by Rosnovsky for a passed ball. Cowan moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hiller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Santo strikes out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Clemens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clemens hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Altman moves to second. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rosnovsky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cranepool is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lewis hits a fly ball into left field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Swoboda is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Clouse now playing third base. Jim Hickman now playing left field. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Don Kessinger. Jimmy Stewart batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joey Amalfitano pinch hits for Calcuns. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Amalfitano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Jimmy Stewart now playing shortstop. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canizaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Canizaro hits a fly ball into left field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Parsons is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Parsons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parsons strikes out. Two outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cowan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Landrum is 0 for 3 in the game. Landrum hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hickman. Landrum reaches second base with a double. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a line drive into left field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McMillan is 0 for 3 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Doug Clemens batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Clemens is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rosnovsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parsons fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.